This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Senate is beginning debate on President Biden's COVID-19 relief bill. This is the bill that would give most Americans a $1,400 direct payment. There's also money in this bill for COVID-19 vaccines and testing. Democrats have made some last-minute changes to make sure they can get the bill through Congress and to the president's desk. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This legislation will keep America's families, businesses, workers afloat and hasten the day when our country can return to normal and our economy can come roaring back.
But Republicans argue that the Democrats are spending too much money, especially since they say there are signs the economy is improving. The bill is expected to make it through the Senate and be sent to the president for his signature by mid-March. Alabama's governor is bucking a trend among fellow Republicans and extending her state's mask order. For now, the AP's Sagar Magani's got this.
Alabama's mask mandate was due to expire today, but Kay Ivey's keeping it in place until April 9th.
There's no question that wearing masks has been one of our greatest tools in combating the spread of the virus.
Ivey was under political pressure to end the mandate after fellow governors in Texas and Mississippi did so this week.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. Pope Francis begins his visit to Iraq today. Public health experts are worried the coronavirus is getting worse in Iraq, and they fear that large crowds will gather to see Francis. The coronavirus has now killed more than 2.5 million people around the world, more than 520,000 of them here in the United States. The latest from Johns Hopkins University. The acting chief of the U.S. Capitol Police wants to keep National Guard troops protecting the Capitol building for another 2 months. This is AP News. A police officer in Dallas is facing 2 counts of murder. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Brian Reiser is a 13-year veteran of the force.
This criminal investigation dates back to 2017 with the death of 2 unrelated murder victims.
Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia says a man came forward in 2019.
A witness stated that he kidnapped and murdered the victim at the direction of Reiser.
And he also said he was instructed to murder a second person. The chief says the killings are not related to Reiser's police work.
We will not allow anyone to tarnish this badge.
Garcia did not explain why Reiser was arrested more than a year after the witness came forward. I'm Ed Donahue.
The average rate on a 30-year fixed-rate home loan is up a little bit now to just over 3%. That from Freddie Mac. It's still historically low, though. A 15-year fixed rate is 2.3%. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.